Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Amen. We are here tonight to celebrate together the best gift that has ever and will ever be given to us on a real night in history. The God of heaven left his throne to come and to be born among us. A son has been born for us. A gift from God himself, a gift of love, a gift of salvation, a gift of light and life for all. And we are here tonight to make big the name of Jesus, to celebrate his goodness and his presence with us together. Thank you for worshiping with us at Belfair Community Church. If this is your first time here or your thousandth time here, you are welcome in this place. And we are glad to celebrate Jesus as one body together. Hear these very familiar words from John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Indeed, God did not send the son into the world to condemn the world, but so the world might be saved through him. Would you pray with me? And so, Father God, what a gift that you would send your son to us, not to condemn us, not to shame us, not to fear us into turning to you, but to show us just how much you love us, so much that you would come to be one of us. That you would come to lay your life down so we might be one with you. What a gift. And because of this gift, O Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy of our praises on Christmas Eve night. Even more so, you are worthy of our hearts. You are worthy of our lives. You are worthy of our adoration. You are worthy of all that we have to give. You are worthy of our love. And so may this time of worship in this place be that, us receiving the gift of your love once again, and us seeking to love you back through the gift of song and prayer and scripture and praise. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to invite the Brim family to come forward to light our Christ candle.
Tonight we celebrate the night that heaven came to earth. We celebrate the real night in history when God became one of us, when God came to be with us. Tonight we celebrate Emmanuel, that is Jesus Christ, and the gift of hope, peace, joy, and the love that he brings.
Hear these words from John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Jesus, welcome to our world. Please continue to bring your hope, peace, joy, and love to us. Jesus, welcome us into our hearts and into our homes. May you spread these gifts of hope, peace, joy, and love through us. Merry Christmas.
Was lost and all that could have been. Oh, this is an evening kind of love. You are the true his friend, staying through the night when I was at my end, comforting my heart till it was light again. Oh, this is a faithful kind of love. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us, you're here with me. Wonderful Counselor, the government is resting on your shoulders. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us, you're here with me. Wonderful Counselor, the government is resting on your shoulders. You are the final word. You alone decide when every page will turn. So I will trust your timing. I will rest secure. Oh, this is a steady kind of love. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us, you're here with me. A wonderful Counselor, the government is resting on your shoulders. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us, you're here with me. Wonderful Counselor, the government is resting on your shoulders. Stand in awe of you. Your name say it all. They say it all. I stand in awe of you. Your name say it all. They say it all. I stand in awe of you. Your name say it all. They say it all. I stand in awe of you. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us, you're here with me. Wonderful Counselor, the government is resting on your shoulder. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us, you're here with me. wonderful counselor. The government is resting on your shoulders. On your shoulder.
On your shoulders.
On your shoulders. On your shoulders.
This is Isaiah 9:6. For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
Please stand and let's sing Go Tell It on the Mountain. It on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds gather watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there's shone a holy light. Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds fear and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born and brought us God's salvation. That blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
One more time.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Have a seat. I invite our children to come forward for children's time. Come on up, you guys. All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. Good to see you guys. Good to see y'all. Come on. All right, if you guys have been coming the last few weeks, you've been watching Mary and Joseph slowly make their way to Bethlehem, and tonight they are here. They have finally arrived. You've been getting your little nativity sets, remember, and tonight's the biggest night. You get the smallest piece, but the biggest piece, right? Tonight is the night we get the little tiny baby Jesus. If you have any pieces of your set that you're missing, the lobby, you can get more before you leave tonight. But tonight, we get the most important piece of all, because Christmas, as you know, is the night that we celebrate the best gift that we've ever been given, and that is that Jesus was born for us. That's exactly right. And so what we do every Christmas Eve around this place is we get a goodie. You get little baby Jesus. You get your little nativity sticker set to keep you a little bit busy for the next few minutes. And we get to sing happy birthday to Jesus. All right? So, you want a cupcake so bad? Well, you are in luck because I've got 24. All right. Ready? Wait. We got to light a candle to sing happy birthday. All right. Praise band, you're going to help me, right?
Three.
Okay, let's count down. Good. Three, two, not yet. One.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
All right, blow it out. All right, good thing we're not in COVID anymore. And many more. All right, so we are going to eat our cupcakes and play with our stickers. And while we're doing that, we are going to remember that this is the best night of the year because we get to celebrate a God who loves us so much that he would come to be with us. Pray with me, and then Miss Danielle and Miss Katrina are going to help me get you your goodies. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you love us enough to come and be with us. Thank you for Christmas, that we get to celebrate your birthday. Let us celebrate it really, really well because we love you too. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you guys head over there and you'll get your goodies. And while they do that, I invite our ushers to make their way to the front. And as the ushers prepare to come to the front for our time of offering, let us just take a moment to consider what is our gift for Jesus this Christmas. He has given us himself, and as part of worship, we have a chance to give him our hearts, to give him our love, to give him our offerings. Whatever it is that we bring, he gladly receives. Would you all pray with me? Father God, now as we give these offerings, would you use them that your light may be shared far and wide in this community and beyond? Christ, come to us, and it is our joy to share the goodness of Christ beyond us. Let it be so, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. His gospel is peace.
and chains shall he break. For the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus praise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Fall on your knees, we the angel's voice.
Joseph went to Bethlehem to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and to whom expected a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child.
And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Stand if you'd like, or sit.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plagues, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. And he rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders and wonders of his love, and wonders and wonders of his love.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, watching over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God, the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But all the angels said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people."
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Then Isaiah chapter 7, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." Matthew chapter 1, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and they'll call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. John chapter 1, "The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." Would you pray with me? And now, living God, we have heard your word proclaimed through the mouths of young people. We have seen the people in that first Christmas make their way to the nativity with the feet and the hands of children. And here we are coming before you tonight, God, asking that you would renew in us the wonder that we had at the gift of Christmas when we first heard, when we first got to share the good news. These words are so familiar to many of us, but would you renew in us the joy of your gift of salvation as we hear your word again this night, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. If Jesus had a middle name, I think it would be With. He shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. It is a big deal to be with someone. Have you ever been with someone famous? The closest I think I got was my best friend in junior high. Her father was an assistant coach of the Dallas Stars hockey team. And that was the years they were good. They, like, in Dallas, Texas, they won the Stanley Cup. For a couple of years during that time, I got to go with her to several of the Dallas Stars games. And when we would pull up to this huge arena, we got to park right by the door. You'd walk right in, and then we got these little lanyards that said VIP. These people are with the team. They would take us back to this secret elevator. We'd go up on the elevator, go in this special room that was the wives' room, though it was really very few wives and mostly girlfriends of the week. And in that room, we could have anything you could imagine that you'd want to eat in a hockey basketball arena all night long. And you would hear the people talking, and they referred to all the players on a first-name basis. I mean, to be in that room was to feel like you were with the people who knew who was who to be with. I was just this 13-year-old friend of an assistant coach's daughter. And yet, I felt like somebody. It felt good to be with the important people. If you go to a concert and they say he or she is with the band, that means that the band's actually willing to claim you. They're willing to let you go behind the scenes to see who they are when they're not on stage. Get to enjoy some of the same privileges that they get to enjoy. It's a big deal to be with, willing to claim us, willing to let us behind the scenes, God with us. It doesn't even have to be somebody famous. I remember when I was just a little bitty kid and going to church with my grandpa, who was a pastor, these little Texas Baptist churches. As soon as the service was over, my grandpa would stand in the back and greet people as they left. And as quickly as I could, I would beeline go back there and stand next to him. There was just something about getting to say, "I'm with him. I'm his." It's a big deal to be with. When you're with someone, you get to see who they really are. apart from the titles they wear, apart from the labels that they carry. I love this picture of JFK Jr. playing under his dad's desk in the Oval Office. To everyone else, this was Mr. President doing important presidential things. To JFK Jr., this is just dad. And he got to be with him in places that very few people have been. And then he'd be with him again later that night when they both wore their pajama pants and went to bed. When you're with someone, you know them in a way that nobody else knows them. You really know them. It is a big deal to be with Emmanuel, God with us. I became a mom 6 months ago. The pictures are beating me to it. I became a mom 6 months ago. And this little guy, he's just now starting to reach out his arms when I come near. I kind of coax him into it by doing this first, but it works. And to me, it's his little way, his little nonverbal way of saying, I want to be with you. And it melts my heart every time. And I find that I want to be with him too. Last week, just being in the midst of busy Christmas season, I had two long days that turned into long nights of work, and I really only got to see him for like 30 minutes, an hour, 2 days in a row. And as I walked out of the door of my house to go to work on day three, I got to my car and I just started to cry. Because it turns out when you love someone with all of your heart, you just want to be with them. It must be how he feels. God with us. When you're falling in love and that person keeps telling you that they're counting down the minutes until they get to be with you again, there's nothing better. When you're thinking about leaving your job and your boss and your coworkers all begin to beg you to stay, it feels good when people want to be with you. There's really nothing better. Because God wants to be with us. And there's really nothing worse than when you want to be with someone and they don't want to be with you. Parents of teenagers who are slowly pulling away, they know the pain. And folks who have loved someone who didn't love them back, they know the heartache. And when you actually love the people you work with and they let you know that your position is no longer needed, it hurts. It's painful to be without. It's vulnerable being with someone. Because when you're with someone, what happens to them affects you. If they get in a car wreck and you're in the car with them, it turns out you are wrecked too. If the people you're with get rowdy at a restaurant and they get kicked out, if you're at their table, odds are you're getting booted out too. If they've had a bad day and they're carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders, and if you're with them and hearing them, it will not be long before you're walking a little heavier too. When you're with someone, what they feel, you start to feel. What they experience, you experience. Emmanuel. God with us. When you're with someone, you begin to see things from their perspective. There's a big difference between a news reporter who writes their news from some building in New York and the one who's on the ground dodging missiles. The ones with us, they get us like no one else gets us. God on the ground, dodging bullets with us. Sometimes I like to lay down on the floor next to my baby and look at things how he's seeing them. Turns out when you're on the floor and look up, the Christmas tree looks ginormous. When I'm really with him, I try to see how he sees. When I'm really with him, I'm willing to be changed by his experiences, his perspectives, his feelings. It is vulnerable to be with. It is intimate to be with. It's what we're all scared of. And it's what we all long for. It is a big deal to be with. If God had a middle name, I think it would be with. Emmanuel, God with us. I mean, we see this as God's heart in all of Scripture, do we not? From Genesis chapter 1, when God created everything just how he wanted it to be, when he said over and over and over again, this is good, this is good, this is so good. What he had done is he had created this world where he would be with us. In the garden, Adam and Eve and God enjoying all of life together. What God wants most of all is to be with us. And though God wants to be with us, we haven't always wanted to really be with him. You know how the garden story goes. The people go their own way, and God goes his. Except God puts himself out there again. And he gives his people these instructions for a tabernacle. It's going to be this holy tent that they can pitch wherever and whenever they want. And wherever that tent was, there was God with his people. They just had to come to the tent and be with him. And even then, the priest would come and meet with God often, but most people never really did. They'd forget about him. Maybe it took too much effort to get there. They'd put it off until next week or until next year. God in that tabernacle, in that temple, was always ready, longing to be with his people. But his people were not always longing to be with him. Rather than shut down and isolate, this radical God we serve had an even more radical idea. And the Word, Jesus, became flesh and made his home among us. Jesus Christ, the message says, became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. The actual Greek says God pitched his tent, tabernacled, made that home again, right where we are, so we wouldn't have to go out of our way to be with him. He wanted to be with us so much that he came as one of us, a baby born into our world, crashing into our lives, wherever they may be, showing that the heart of God, that what he longs for most of all, is just to be a God with us. And nothing would ever be the same between God and his people. From Jesus' first breath in Bethlehem, we would never not have God in our midst again. What God dreamed of in Genesis, God breathed into being in Bethlehem. God with his people. And the people with their God. If Jesus had a middle name, I am certain that it would be with. Jesus, Emmanuel, came at night saying, God is with us in darkness. It is scary to be in the woods at night. But when someone else is out there in the woods with you at night, what is scary now becomes an adventure for two. God with us in our darkness, adventures all around. Jesus, Emmanuel, came to a scared young girl, came to terrified shepherds, saying that our God is with us in our fear. Last year, I had some scary days during the pregnancy, afraid that the baby wasn't going to be okay, and just so much anxiety. And over during those months, in fear, I found that I was crying out to Jesus for me and for this little baby. And in that place, every single time, Jesus spoke so clearly into my fear. And all he would say is, Jamie, I am with you. And I am with that little baby. And it turns out that that was enough. Just knowing God is with me, I shall not fear. Jesus, Emmanuel, came to Mary and Joseph, whose life plans had just radically been changed. You see, God is with us when life doesn't go how we thought it would go. He's with us as we have to embrace what really is over what we thought would be. Changes are so much less daunting when you've got someone who will be with you, whatever may come. Even better, when that someone is the God who writes the very best stories out of all the twists and turns the road may take. This is the God with us. Jesus, Emmanuel, came from a woman who was misunderstood, to a couple who others looked upon with shame. And caring not how others saw them, Jesus said, "I choose them. They will be my family. They will be my home. A God with us when the world is against us. A God who knows us when we feel that no one really knows us. A God who actually wants to be at home with us when we are the ones who know most of all how hard we are to actually live with. This is a God whose love is real. And it is a big deal. A God who wants to be with the people who feel so unworthy of being with anyone. Jesus, Emmanuel, came into poverty, into those places where his children didn't have it all together. Where we have less than we need, there Jesus is, God with us. Jesus came into displacement, his folks fleeing from an evil king. In those places where we're not where we want to be in life, where home feels like some distant memory, there God is with us, saying, "Let's make this displaced place home together." God with us. Jesus, Emmanuel, came to be with us in the places where his people feel pushed out. No room in the inn. God saying to us in those places where you feel there is no room for you, where they've told you you're too loud, you're too complicated, you've got too much baggage, you're too different, you're too broken, where you feel pressed out of community, God in Jesus says, "I am with you. I come to the places where people are pushed out and I make my home right there." It is a big deal to hear someone say, "Make your home with me," especially when you feel that no one has room for you at home. On that first Christmas, God told the world, "If I had a middle name, it would be with." That first Christmas, God showed us what he wanted most. Not all the power, not for everything to go his way. What he wanted most, not some kind of set-apart glory far away from all the mess where he could just sit on his nice, comfortable throne and have everything he wanted worry-free. What God wanted, what God wants most of all is just this, to be with us. He sent his only son to us on a real night to declare, "I would rather die than be without them for another second." God's greatest desire that Christmas, God's greatest desire this Christmas, God's greatest desire all the days between all the Christmases is just this, to be a God with us. And doesn't it feel wonderful to be wanted so badly? Doesn't it feel wonderful to be loved so deeply? Amen. This Christmas, what do you want most of all? You know how it is when you really want to be with someone and they don't so much long to be with you. Our God wants to be with us most of all, that we might just want to be with him too. It's a big deal being with Jesus, God with us. Us through Christ with our God. It is a big deal. Would you pray with me? And so, God, we just can't even get our minds around this wondrous love. That you would leave everything that was so good and so comfortable and so right and enter into our broken lives, our messy world, our complicated stuff and say, yeah, I want to be with you right there because I want you to be with me in glory right here. May we be overcome with the gift of your love again tonight. And may our hearts want nothing more, O Lord, than to be with you too. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let us stand together and sing, O Come All You Faithful.
Triumphant, oh come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him. Of angels sing in exultation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. This happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Remain standing as we prepare to light our candles and proclaim far and wide that the light of the world has come. Invite our ushers who will help with our candle lighting to make their way to the front. John 1 says, "In him was life, and that light was the light, that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not, will not, cannot overcome it." The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. What a gift. And so, children of God, we celebrate that the light has come that Jesus Christ is with us tonight. And as darkness falls on this room, one flame will be lit from the Christ candle, the Christ flame, and then another, until the room is full of the children of God shining the light of Jesus in this place together. And as we shine that light, we are proclaiming that Christ the light is in us, our hope, our peace, our joy, the only love we will ever need. And as we hold our lights high, we are declaring that our Jesus overcomes the darkness. And we are committing to sharing the light of Christ until he comes again. Let it be so.
Silent night, holy night, and all is calm, all is bright round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly
Would you pray with me? And so, Jesus, it is our joy to declare with John that the light has come and the darkness will not ever overcome it. And even as we have to blow these little candles out, they're just a symbol of this beautiful truth that is so much bigger. You are the light of the world, and you are the light of our lives, and you are with us. And so we carry your light from this place to our homes, to our families, to our friends, our co-workers, and the stranger we'll run into. As you have come to be with us, let us declare far and wide that all may know you have come to be with them too. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
May you go in the hope and the peace and the joy and the love and the light of Christ. Merry Christmas.